Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel?
Right. And the site is up and new. In fact, there's a special new thing. I am now, on a regular basis, tossing in these kinds of items that we talk about. But, of course, there are many more than we end up talking about. But if they go to the site, they can click on the Scoop It section. And I have three different things that I'm looking at, and I toss in 15 to 20 every week.
All right, so check that out, folks. It's fascinating. All the things that Joel does is fascinating, as I have found him for more than 20 years now. Joel, one of the things that you want to talk about to us today is something you've discovered that they're working on called transparent aluminum.
Yeah.
This is sheet metal you can see through.
Yeah, it's what's funny. And by the way, they should really, you know, I've sent you the site link,
yep,
so you can they can go to your site and look it up. And actually, it's in my it's at my site in the Scoop It section too. But what's funny is, the article starts by quoting from Star Trek. Remember when they came back to save the whales?
Yep.
Well, Scotty didn't have any money, and he had to get some plexiglass to build the containers for the whales.
Mm-hmm.
So he traded the formula for transparent aluminum in exchange for the plexiglass. Well, it turns out we got it. It just happened. And what's cool about it is it's not only beautifully transparent. They'll see pictures on the site where it looks like this perfect piece of glass, but it's aluminum.
Wow.
And it is really, really strong to the point
that... How'd they do that?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of description, but you have to read through it. Basically, they took aluminum oxynitrate powder. So it's a special form of aluminum. They take it and they pressurize it. They put it in a mold and they squeeze the heck out of it, right? Then they treat what comes out. It looks like it's opaque,
mm-hmm,
but they give it a second treatment, and now it's semi-transparent. The treatment is basically a heat treatment, and then you polish it. And when you polish it, it goes perfectly clear.
Wow. How thick?
And yet those. And you can control the thickness. You can make it whatever you want.
And still be transparent.
Absolutely. Let me give you an example. They made a 1.6-inch thick, now think about that, okay, completely transparent. A 50-millimeter bullet could not penetrate it.
Wow.
Yet that same bullet would go through twice the thickness of the laminated armor glass and still have enough power after it's gone through twice the thickness to do damage on the other side.
Wow.
This stuff is really strong.
Is it as light as aluminum is?
Well, yeah, it has the same component, same material. Of course, remember, it's dense, it's squeezed, but still you get the lightness.
Just wonder what this would do to airplane manufacturing and automobile manufacturing.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because here's what we know about all materials. Remember when graphite was really expensive, carbon fiber? And now it's so cheap, you build lots of stuff. Well, it's going to go through the same process. Materials always go through the same process.
Right.
You make a little bit, it costs a lot. Yep. Well, you make a little, it costs a lot. You make a lot, it costs a little. So think about windows twice to three times the size in airplanes that we have now, but as strong as the rest of the plane. There's no weakness there at that point. Wow, just that alone makes it really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start asking, where else would I like to have really strong transparency? And I'm telling you, this is going to be wonderful material over the long run.
Wow. That's really something to think about. Just imagine, let the mind wander where you could use, where you need strength and would like to have a view.
Yeah, exactly. You know, think about ship hulls.
Right.
You know.
Yeah,
I mean, submarine.
Quickly, let's get one more in here.
Yeah.
The microbes that can shape the weather, what's that all about?
Well, this is actually, we should have a big conversation, so I'll start the conversation this time. What has been happening in the last 5 years is people begin to ask it what looked like a stupid question. How many microbes are in the sky? I wonder how many microbes are in a human gut.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many microbes are in the sea.
How many angels are on the head of a pin?
Yeah, and what they're finding out with the sky is that the sky is loaded with microbes who are up there all the time.
Yeah.
And it looks like they basically respond to sunlight and temperature change and pressure change, and it looks like they are weather modifiers.
Wow.
That we never considered in any of our formulas about weather.
But we better be careful because they may be a benevolent modifier.
Well, exactly right.
We don't need to go killing those microbes just because, I mean, we need to be careful because microbes are not always bad.
Well, in fact, what we're learning is most microbes are very good. They want to stabilize things rather than
microbes that can affect the weather, folks. We'll have to have talk about that some more next time with Joel Barker. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Always a pleasure.
Great talking with you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.